This is Children's Hour coming to you from AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
With you in mind, we have programs such as Bible verses, recitals, story time, singing, and many, many more just for you. Stay tuned.
Kofi 19. I am 7 years old. My memory verse is taken from Psalm 121. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From where cometh my help? My help comes from the Lord, who made the heaven and the earth. He will not allow our feet to be moved. He who keeps us shall not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. Amen.
My name is Patience Jampu. I am 12 years old. My memory verse is taken from Psalm 122, verse 1. I rejoice with those who said to me, come, let's go to the house of the Lord. Amen.
My name is Mabel Nanaya Dansu. Matthew chapter 20, verse 28. The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and give his life as a ransom for many. Amen.
My name is Erabna Defen Kansa Mensah. I am 8 years old. My next memory verse is taken from Joshua chapter 6, verse 33. The Lord will do amazing things among you. Amen.
My My name is Ojimamea Boyema Juma. I am 8 years old. My memory verse is taken from Romans chapter 1 verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, because it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Amen.
But only the Lord's people that prevail. Amen.
My name is Ojimamea Boyema Juma. I am 8 years old. My memory verse is taken from Romans chapter 14, verse 17. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Amen.
My name is Esther Entry. I am 8 years old. My memory verse is taken from Isaiah 41, verse 25. I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. Amen.
My name is Kweku Cheme. My memory verse is taken from Psalm 133, verse 1. The Lord will hear when I call to Him. It is the precious ointment upon the head. Amen.
My name is Esther Balisasa. I am 11 years old. My memory text is taken from Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 to 13. Therefore, pray in this manner. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth, as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
In our land, stand up and be counted, the time is at hand.
Oh, what about you? Yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone in the word of God, the way I be a lead. Every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, every line. All the blessings of His love divine. Every promise in the book
Hi,
is
children.
Mine.
Happy Sabbath. Welcome to our story time with Auntie A. Today's story is taken from Genesis chapter 9 and is entitled The Rainbow Promise. How happy Noah and his family were to get out of the ark and into the fresh air once again. The animals frolicked and scampered, and the birds flew singing into the clear blue sky. Before they did anything else, Noah and his family thanked God for His kindness and care for them during the terrible flood. They piled up stones to make an open-air altar and offered gifts on it to God. God had kept them safe and given them a fresh start in a new world. Then God blessed Noah and his son, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Have many children, God said. Spread out and fill the earth. Care for the world and for all the creatures in it. I am going to make you a promise. Never again will I send a flood or destroy all living things. For as long as the earth lasts, I will send you day and night, heat and cold, summer and winter. I will send a season for sowing and a season for harvest. I am going to give you a sign to remind you always of my promise. Whenever you look up and see a rainbow in the sky, think of my promise to you and be sure that I will keep it. After the terrible flood, Noah and his family felt a bit frightened whenever it began to rain. But they would look up as the sun burst through the clouds and see the rainbow shining in the sky. They remember then that they were really safe. God would keep His promise. That's our story for today. Don't forget to tune in every Saturday at the same time for more interesting Bible stories. Ciao. God bless you.
Every chapter, every verse, every line.
To contact us, write to Adventist World Radio, Ghana, Valley View University, P.O. Box, AF 595, Adenta, Accra, Ghana, or call us on +233-307-051-058 or +233-208-704-532. Or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh. Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, to contact us, write to Adventist World Radio, Ghana, Valley View University, P.O. Box, AF 595, Adenta, Accra, Ghana, or call us on +233-307-051-058 or +233-208-704-532 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh.
Walking down by the water, Christ came walking.
When Jesus was a boy, a happy boy was he. He liked to laugh and play, the same as you and me. Try to be like Jesus, kind and friendly too, making others happy, for God needs you too.
I want to be like Jesus, kind and friendly too, making others happy, for God needs me too.
When Jesus was a boy, a helpful boy was he. He helped his family, the same as you and me. Oh, try to be like Jesus, kind and helpful too, making others happy, for God needs you too.
I want to be like Jesus.
Kind and friendly too, making others happy, for God needs me too.
Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me.
Calling for you and me.
See on the portal, He's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me.
You are welcome, my wonderful listener. This is Story Time. My name is Alfred Balisasa. Today's story is entitled, Jesus Weeps for Jerusalem. It was the first day of the tragic week when Jesus continued his journey toward Jerusalem with his disciples and other followers. When they arrived in Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples on a mission. Go to the village where you will find a donkey and her foal. Both animals are tied to the gate of a house. Untie them and bring them here. What if someone asks us what we are doing? One of the two disciples asked. Then you are to say, the Lord needs them. After that, they will give you the animals. The disciples looked at each other in surprise. Jesus wanted to ride an animal. Perhaps they were thinking of the prophet Zechariah's words, your king is coming to you, riding on a donkey and on the foal of a donkey. The disciples left for the village. And when they arrived, they found both animals exactly as Jesus had said. When they untied the donkey and her foal, the people standing around asked, what is the meaning of this? Why are you untying these animals? The Lord needs them, the disciples explained to them as they took both animals by the rein. They brought the animals to Jesus. And one disciple asked, now you can ride. And another said, but the back of the donkey is too hard like this. And so he took off his coat and placed it over the foal's back. That is not soft enough, a third disciple said. Then he threw his own cloak over the foal's back. Then they helped Jesus up and began moving toward Jerusalem. As they were going down the slope of the Mount of Olives, the disciples told everyone about the miracles Jesus had performed. Many had already heard of Lazarus being raised from the dead. The people had come together from
all over the land to celebrate the feast of the Passover in Jerusalem. And they were camped in the fields that surrounded the town. When they heard that Jesus was coming, they threw down their coats onto the street as a kind of carpet, so that the donkey could walk comfortably. Some of them cut down palm branches and placed them on the road, or waved them up in the air to welcome Jesus. The children picked flowers and spread out olive leaves before him. Everyone was convinced that the hour of their liberation had come, and that the Romans would soon leave the country. They imagined that Israel would become a free and independent nation. For Jesus was the Messiah, their promised Savior and King. Praise to our King who comes in the name of the Lord. Glory to the Son of David. May God bless him, the people shouted. More and more people joined the procession. Some Pharisees were also among the people, and they were furious because of what they were hearing. Stop those people from speaking about you like this. This really is blasphemy, they said to Jesus. Why? Jesus asked them. If they keep silent, then the stones will cry out. The news will be proclaimed. The Pharisees knew they could not do anything against Jesus, for as long as the people were honoring him as king, they could only stand aside and watch. When Jesus was near Jerusalem, he stopped the donkey, and those accompanying him stood beside him. He looked out on the city and wept for it. For a long time, the temple had been the pride of the Jewish people. This wonderful building reached up to the heaven, as if to attract the attention of all human beings towards the Creator. Even the Romans boasted about this building, since the Roman Emperor himself had donated gold for its construction. The temple was one of the wonders of the world, and its white marble walls sparkled like snow in the light of the sun. The people fell silent because they admired and loved the city of Jerusalem. But Jesus' weeping was not about the city. He was upset over the future that awaited its inhabitants because they had rejected him as the Messiah. Very soon, your enemies are going to besiege and conquer you and destroy your walls. Your inhabitants and your children are going to die. There will not be one stone of the temple left upon another. And all of this will happen just because you have not recognized that God has come to save you, Jesus said with great sadness. The times Jesus predicted happened 50 years later. Jerusalem was completely destroyed by the troops of the Roman general Titus, and the only part of the splendid temple to remain was what is today known as the Wailing Wall. In some parts of the world, this first day of the so-called Holy Week is called Palm Sunday. It was a glorious day for the many people who believed that Jesus was going to be crowned King of Israel. They had not understood that this was the beginning of a terrible, tragic week in which the Savior was going to give his life in payment for the sins of the world, to offer human beings eternal life. How sad Jesus must have been. For now, bye-bye.
For you and for me,
come home, come home, come home.
To contact us, write to Adventist World Radio, Ghana, Valley View University, P.O. Box, AF 595, Adenta, Accra, Ghana. Or call us on +233 307 051 058 or +233 208 704 532 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh. Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, to contact us, write to Adventist World Radio, Ghana, Valley View University, P.O. Box, AF 595, Adenta, Accra, Ghana, or call us on +233 307 051 058 or +233 208 704 532 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh.